Welcome to the Automated Daily Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, where we dive into the day's most compelling stories, offering insights and analysis to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Today is April 16th, 2024, and we've got a lineup of topics that span from groundbreaking health initiatives to technological advancements, and from global sports events to heroic acts of bravery. Let's get started. In a significant health development down under, Queensland has initiated a pioneering program offering free respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, immunizations to newborns born after February 1, 2024. This initiative aims to shield these young ones from a disease that, while common, can have severe implications. With RSV cases on the rise, this immunization, effective for at least 150 days, is a beacon of hope for reducing hospitalizations by a staggering 80%. The vaccine, known as nirsevimab, received the green light from the Therapeutic Goods Administration last November, marking a critical step in safeguarding infant health. Turning our attention to the realm of medical research, a fascinating discovery has emerged. A plethora of non-antibiotic drugs traditionally used to treat conditions like cancer, diabetes, and depression have been found to possess antibacterial properties. Thanks to innovative machine learning techniques, researchers are now unraveling how these drugs combat bacteria in ways distinct from conventional antibiotics. This breakthrough not only paves the way for novel antibiotic development, but also offers a glimmer of hope in the fight against antibiotic resistance. As the Paris Olympics 2024 draw near, the fusion of historic charm and modern innovation in the choice of venues is generating buzz. From the majestic Eiffel Tower to the state-of-the-art Aquatic Center, the Games promise to be a spectacle of sports and culture. This blend of the old and the new underscores the organizers' vision of delivering an unforgettable global event. In a groundbreaking study by the National University of Singapore, a direct link has been established between poor diet, uncontrolled diabetes, and an elevated risk of cancer. The culprit, a chemical known as methylglyoxal, arises from glucose breakdown, potentially leading to DNA damage and consequently cancer. This revelation highlights the critical importance of managing dietary habits and diabetes to mitigate cancer risks, offering a new perspective on disease prevention. In a tale of bravery that has captured hearts, Damien Guiraud, who stood up to a knife-wielding assailant in Bondi Junction using nothing but a bollard, is being honored with permanent residency in Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has extended an invitation for Guiraud to make Australia his home indefinitely in recognition of his courageous act that epitomizes the Anzac spirit. The tragic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has taken a new turn with the FBI launching a criminal investigation into the incident. The focus is on whether the crew of the Dolly ship, which collided with the bridge, was aware of any critical issues prior to the disaster. This investigation runs parallel to the National Transportation Safety Board's inquiry as efforts to reopen the Port of Baltimore by the end of May continue. In a leap towards sustainable energy, UK-based startup Space Solar has successfully tested a wireless power transmission system for space-based solar power. This test marks a significant milestone in harnessing solar energy from space, promising a constant power supply unlike terrestrial solar plants. The envisioned Cassiopeia power station could revolutionize how we think about clean energy, with the UK Space Agency throwing its support behind this innovative project. In the digital realm, a face-off between AI chatbots ChatGPT and Gemini saw the latter emerge victorious in a series of tests covering various topics. Despite ChatGPT's stronghold on historical facts, Gemini's superior performance across the board underscores the rapidly evolving landscape of AI technology. A recent study underscores the profound impact of regular exercise on reducing stress signals in the brain, thereby lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease. Particularly for women and individuals with depression, the benefits of physical activity are even more pronounced, highlighting exercise as a crucial component of mental and heart health. The interplay between environmental degradation, climate change, and the rise in infectious diseases is becoming increasingly clear. Diseases once contained are now spreading due to factors like deforestation and altered rainfall patterns. This situation calls for urgent action to address environmental challenges, emphasizing the need for sustainable practices and proactive climate change measures. Tech giant Apple is gearing up to introduce its first AI-based features in the upcoming iOS 18 update, set to be unveiled at the WWDC 2024 event in June. This move signals a significant step forward in integrating generative AI technology into mainstream devices. In financial news, European markets experienced a downturn amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, with the Stoxx 600 index falling by 1.6%. Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market saw a slight uptick, driven by anticipation of earnings reports from major banks. This mixed financial landscape reflects the complex interplay of geopolitical events and economic indicators. Lastly, the Lancet Breast Cancer Commission's latest report sheds light on the global disparities in breast cancer care, calling for concerted efforts to bridge the equity gap. The Commission's recommendations aim to ensure that advancements in cancer treatment and prevention are accessible to all, underscoring the importance of addressing systemic inequities in healthcare. And that wraps up today's edition of the Automated Daily, Top News Edition. We've traversed a wide array of topics, from health and science to sports, bravery, and beyond. Remember, staying informed is the first step towards making a difference. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more insights and stories. Until then, stay curious.